From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has returned home this morning following his unannounced visit to Afghanistan. He met with U.S. troops while he was there and with top American civilian and military leaders. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that the trip coincided with efforts to complete an annual review of the administration's Afghanistan policy.
When President Obama announced a new Afghanistan strategy a year ago, he called for an annual review. General Doug Lute is leading that assessment, and he told reporters on Air Force One, the key question is which parts of the approach to Afghanistan are working and which parts aren't.
So in the aftermath of the review, so now say the first 6 months of the new year, the policy agenda will take up how can we take advantage of things that are working, right, and maybe amplify those effects, and how can we mitigate where things aren't working as well.
The report has been in progress since October, and it's expected to arrive on the president's desk later this month. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president aboard Air Force One.
The president is back in Washington in time for a showdown over the Bush-era tax cuts. The Senate is meeting in a rare Saturday session today. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the senators will be voting on two Democratic proposals aimed at extending some of the cuts that expire at the end of the month.
One proposal makes tax cuts permanent for household income up to $250,000. The other caps the tax breaks at $1 million. New York Democrat Charles Schumer calls both measures middle-class tax breaks.
It would be a whole lot better to give a permanent tax break to the middle class and not to give any to millionaires. And we would like to see the American people put pressure on our Republican colleagues to make that happen because they're standing in the way of it.
Senate Republicans say they'll block any measure that does not extend tax cuts for all income levels. Their leader is Mitch McConnell.
It's time to put the needs of the middle-class Americans above the needs of the liberal base that's demanding a show here in Congress. And that's all that this is, a show.
Both votes are expected to fail. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. is sending firefighters to Israel along with fire retardant and foam to help fight what's being called the worst forest fire in Israel's history. It's also trying to fulfill Israel's request for more firefighting aircraft. An unprecedented international effort to battle the fire is underway. At least 15 other countries have answered Israel's call for help. The blaze has burned more than 7,000 acres. It's killed dozens of people and displaced thousands. Spain is now under a state of alarm because of the air controller strike that stretched into a second day. The controllers have staged a sick out amid a lengthy dispute over working conditions. The wildcat strike has shut down most Spanish airports. The deputy prime minister says the state of alarm means controllers who do not report to work can be charged with a crime and could face jail time. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Strong words from South Korea today. The South's new defense minister is repeating a warning that Seoul will hit back hard at North Korea if there is another attack. Kim Kwon-jim was speaking 11 days after a North Korean artillery barrage on a disputed island. His predecessor resigned amid criticism that the government's response has been too weak. Kim took office today. Ivory Coast opposition leader maintains he won last weekend's hotly contested runoff and says he's the newly elected president. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Darkton says he has the backing of the White House and the UN Secretary General, but it's the incumbent president who's due to be sworn in this hour.
President Obama has congratulated Alassane Ouattara, saying Ivory Coast's Independent Electoral Commission and the UN confirm the credibility of his victory. President Obama warns that those who act to thwart the democratic process and the will of the electorate will be held accountable. The UN Secretary General also considers Ouattara the winner of Sunday's vote. So too the West African Regional Organization ECOWAS. That puts Ivory Coast on collision course, as President Laurent Gbagbo stands firm on his proclaimed re-election. Gbagbo is backed by Ivory Coast military, which has pledged its allegiance to the president. Ophébia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Court records show authorities are looking into whether an arson fire at an Islamic center in Corvallis, Oregon, is related to the alleged bomb plot in Portland. The Somali-born suspect in the failed bomb plot sometimes worshipped at the center. Police want to know if the fire was set in retaliation. They've searched a home near the center and taken cell samples from a 24-year-old man who lives there with his mother. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.